好什么？这窗里怎么亮着？那不是彻夜等候你为我点的烛火，不过是一次邂逅，红楼那一场梦。我的山水全部褪色，像被大雨洗过，杯中金色鬼魅，我忘了我。
Chapter 2。Lan Wangji wakes at 5 and meditates for 2 hours instead of his usual 1 before taking a light breakfast. All the details of the encounter are in the incident report, so there's no need for him to appear in person to his uncle. He doesn't know that he could stand to look at Susha's face today. Not with the slur that keeps ringing in his ears and stirring something dark and violent in his gut. Lan Wangji compartmentalizes and buries yesterday's shame deep inside with all the rest and prepares for his day. His first class is at 8:30 with his uncle, a survey class on cultivation history and technique meant to ensure that new students are prepared with a good foundation. It's a required course at the Cloud Recesses. No exceptions. Lan Wangji dresses in fresh robes, carefully ties his headband, and heads for the classroom. Unsurprisingly, he's one of the first to arrive. He barely glances at the scattering of sleepy-eyed, bed-headed students before he heads for his desk. And then he freezes, turning back to look at the two young men sitting near the back, one clad in the brilliant violet of the Yunmengjiang sect, and the other in a black and red ensemble that speaks to no affiliation. The only mark that places him is a yao pei of wooden and jade lotuses, blossoms, and roots. Lan Wangji thinks he's going to throw up when Wu Xian raises his head up from where it's pillowed on his arms and blearily meets his stare. Lan Wangji turns away quickly, hoping he hasn't been recognized, hoping this is a bad fucking dream.
Lanar Gaga?
It's quiet enough that Lan Wangji can pretend he didn't hear it, setting down his things and performing a panicked breathing exercise. How could it be? How could this possibly be? Lanar Gaga! Wu Xian's voice takes on a jubilant timbre. It's also just so unfortunately loud. Lan Wangji forces himself to turn back around. Wu Xian is waving at him, a wide smile breaking across his face. His eyes are so bright and energetic, it's hard to believe this is the same person who looked 3 steps from sleep just a moment ago.
It is you! What a coincidence!
The young man in violet thwaps him hard on the arm.
What are you doing? He hisses. Do you know who that is? Don't be gross.
Lan Wangji remembers him. Jiang Wenyu, heir to the Yunmengjiang sect. They've met a handful of times in the past, at formal events, as children.
Which means... Wei Wuxian.
Lan Wangji says, heart sinking. The senior disciple of the Yunmengjiang sect, Wuxian. The man gives out his real name while working at a strip club?
You know my name!
Wei Wuxian exclaims. Lanar Gaga, there's no need to be so formal. You can call me Wei Yang, since we're already so familiar. He winks, and Lan Wenji's heart stutters. Lan Wenji feels his ears burning and hopes that his hair covers them.
No need, he says.
Wei Wuxian!
Jiang Cheng hits him again.
Show some respect!
He turns to Lan Wenji and formally salutes.
My apologies for my brother, second young Master Lan.
Wangji salutes back.
No need,
he says again. Wei Wuxian just laughs, kicking his feet up on the desk with no regard for propriety.
Put your feet back down,
Lan Wangji says reflexively, determinedly not looking at the way the fabric of his outer robes part and flash the bright red within.
Wangji Xiong,
Wei Wuxian whines in mock offense.
No,
Lan Wangji says shortly. Okay, I'll put them down. He complies, which is only mildly gratifying.
How do you know each other anyways?
Jiang Cheng asks, looking at his brother accusingly.
Did you inconvenience him?
Lan Wenji's mind immediately blanks with panic, which means he says nothing.
Oh, we ran into each other last night by the sparring area.
We were Shen Lai's without missing a beat.
Last night? Do you have work?
It's only because Lan Wenji is hyper-aware of the conversation that he notices the tiny break in his speech.
Before work, obviously,
Wei Wuxian says with a charming smile, tucking an errant strand of hair behind his ear. He keeps it shorter than many of the more traditional disciples, but it's still long enough to be swept up into a messy approximation of the classic style. Lan Wenji suspects he didn't even comb it before class. It looks wretchedly, unfairly good.
Come on, Zhang Cheng, don't be so suspicious. Wouldn't it cause trouble before classes even started?
Zhang Cheng snorts impressively.
Lan Wenji silently agrees. And when Lan Juren walks into class precisely at 8:30 and begins teaching without preamble, Lan Wenji's heart sinks even further. Wei Wuxian has a clever mouth and a mind that scurries along too quickly for caution. Paired with his apparent problem with authority and insatiable urge to cause mayhem, it's a deadly cocktail to his uncle's stiff sensibilities. It's not that Wei Wuxian has no legitimate points in his casual overturning of old traditional principles, but now is neither the time nor place. The mixture of relief and dismay that bubbles up inside of him when Lan Jiren finally loses his temper and casts Wei Wuxian out of his instructional Eden not 30 minutes into the first class of the semester is distressingly more parts dismay than relief. Lan Wenji knows he should probably examine that, dissect it and keep only the good, but he follows the flicker of red and black out of the corner of his eye as Wei Wuxian skips out the door and knows he won't be able to.
Uncle,
he says after class, approaching Lan Jiren as the other students pack up to leave.
How was the disciplinary meeting?
Lan Jiren sighs.
Fine. He'll be turning in an essay of repentance and copying lines for at least the next month.
Lan Wenji bites back his instinctive,
is that all?
He's not sure what he would have assigned in his uncle's place. Immediate excommunication from the sect? Stripping him of his sword until he was satisfied with his change in attitude? Even Wang Jing knows that he's being extreme. If he stripped Su Xia of his sword, he knows he would never return it. It is a dishonorable inclination. Everyone ought to be granted the opportunity to better themselves.
How did it happen, Wang Ji?
Jiren asks, gathering his materials.
When I asked you to guide him, I never thought you would be accompanying him to such an establishment.
There is no recrimination in his tone, only perhaps a mild curiosity, but Wang Ji flinches internally anyways.
I knew he would go regardless of whether or not I accompanied him.
Lan Wenji explains, eyes downcast.
I decided it would be better if I were there to be sure he would not disgrace our sect.
He feels his lips tighten.
I suppose I failed in that respect.
Lan Jiren pauses for a moment.
Wang Ji. Yes, uncle. It's difficult to prevent others from acting badly. He did as well as could be expected.
Lan Wenji nods stiffly. Xi Chen would have done better, he thinks. Why didn't you send him?
I've also received a complaint from a disciple of the Langling Jin sect.
Lan Jiren continues.
Something about inappropriate discipline?
If you're referring to Jin Sishun, he was also with us.
Lan Wenji explains.
He was the first to make disparaging comments towards the employee in question. It would have been far more inappropriate to let it stand. I do not regret my actions.
I see.
Lan Jiren sighs.
Very well. Would you like me to write a second incident report?
Wang Ji offers.
I would.
He says.
Please have it in my inbox by this evening.
Yes, uncle.
Lan Wenji says with a bow, recognizing it for the dismissal it is. As he tries to exit the building, still gloomy with a misplaced sense of failure, he nearly walks right into a flurry of red and black.
Lan Chan!
Wei Wuxian exclaims, skidding to a stop in the middle of what seems to be an ill-advised charge back into the building.
There you are! I was beginning to get worried.
Why?
Lan Wenji asks shortly, too startled for eloquence.
Everyone else came out ages ago. I thought you were getting scolded.
I was not.
Luigi doesn't know why he feels the need to clarify that to a stranger. Wei Wuxian throws his head back and laughs with unbridled exuberance. He looks different in the daylight, more human than Fei. His movements are looser, less performative, genuine in their messiness and inelegance. Lao Wenji can still see the traces of glitter on his cheeks.
Of course you weren't. Lan Chan is studious and righteous, unlike me.
He grins. Sorry for upsetting your uncle.
There's no need to apologize to me.
Lao Wenji says, starting to brush past him.
Hey, Lan Chan, wait!
Wei Wuxian grabs onto his arm, fingers tight around the crook of his elbow. His hand isn't especially warm, but it seems to sear through the layers of fabric anyways. Lan Wenji freezes.
Please release me.
He says through gritted teeth.
Sorry. Don't look at me like that.
Like what? Wenji wonders, trying to school his expression into something. It's hard when he doesn't know what expression he's currently wearing.
I need to talk to you about something. Shall we get breakfast?
I already ate.
Lan Wenji says. It's barely 10.
Well, I'll get breakfast then, and you can have some tea.
Surely you have room for tea?
Wei Wuxian, with his hands still firmly clasped around Lan Wenji's arm, he smiles winningly. Somehow, Lan Wenji finds himself walking with Wei Wuxian towards the dining center. Wei Wuxian gestures carelessly as he chatters about any and everything, seemingly undeterred by Lan Wenji's monosyllabic and noncommittal responses. He still hasn't taken his hand from Lan Wenji's arm.
That's fine. It's fine.
A more principled man would shrug it away, insist on maintaining more space between them.
Lan Wenji is not that man, and he hates himself for it.
Where do young Master Zhang go?
Lan Wenji asks, interrupting a several-minute treatise on the best methods for seasoning and roasting peanuts.
Oh, Zhang Cheng? Wei Wuxian says. Some class for future sec leaders. Ha! Glad I don't have to attend.
He beelines for one of the secluded areas in the main hall, half hidden by a screen. Lan Wenji is pulled along in his wake.
What kind of tea do you like? I'll get it for you.
No need.
Lan Wenji attempts to demur, but Wei Wuxian interrupts him.
No, come on, I'm insisting. Sit here and hold our place.
He pats the tabletop enthusiastically, shutting his back.
I won't take long, I promise. What kind of tea?
If you don't specify, you'll have to place yourself at my mercy.
Wei Wuxian lectures.
Which, fuck. I would.
Some traitorous part of Lan Wenji sighs like a fluttering maiden.
He stabs it, but it refuses to die.
Away tea.
He says aloud.
Any.
Okay, I got it, don't worry.
And Wei Wuxian dashes off, whistling. Lan Wenji thinks he feels a headache brewing somewhere behind his temples. He sits at the table, gathering himself. What is he doing? When did he agree to come? Didn't he already tell himself last night was a mistake? This is different. That traitorous part of him chirps through a mouthful of blood. It's totally innocent. You're making a diplomatic connection. Surely there's nothing wrong with that. Lan Wenji resists the urge to bury his face in his hands. Wei Wuxian returns after an interminable length of time, a tray balanced in each hand as he meanders back to their table. It makes Lan Wenji nervous just watching him weave around tables and people. He seems to be making a game of it. How close can he get to every obstacle? How narrow of a space can he squeeze through? How many fucking unnecessary spins can he add before he crosses the line into disaster? He makes it back to Lan Wenji without incident.
Though there are a couple near misses.
Lan Wenji releases a breath he hadn't realized he was holding.
Tea for the second young Master Lan,
Wei Wuxian announces.
The finest.
It's far from the finest, as Lan Wenji is well aware. Also, he can smell that it's oolong tea from where he's sitting. He takes the tray anyways.
Thank you.
Wei Wuxian slides into his seat, sword clanking carelessly against the legs of the table. Lan Wenji tries not to wince.
What did you want to speak with me about?
Lan Wenji asks, pouring two cups of tea. He He pushes one over to Wei Wuxian. Oh, yeah. Wei Wuxian glances around with zero subtlety, then brings out a stack of money from his sleeve. Here. He offers it to Lan Wenji.
What is this?
Wenji asks, even though he knows fully well.
It's the money you gave me last night, Wei Wuxian says.
You forgot?
He waves it back and forth.
But why are you showing it to me?
He pushes Wei Wuxian's hand out of his face.
It was an apology.
It's way too much, Leonard Gaga. See?
He fans the bills out.
What were you thinking? Did you even look at them before you handed them to me?
The honest answer is no, but Lan Wenji doesn't want to be honest. Unfortunately, lying is also forbidden, so he says nothing.
Lan Chang, you have to take more care with your money!
Wei Wuxian lectures, grabbing his hand and slapping the bills into his unsuspecting palm.
I appreciate the gesture, but you can't be throwing this kind of money around.
You should keep it,
Lan Wenji says, pushing it back.
I gave it to you freely. There's no reason for you to return it. What our disciple said to you was unacceptable.
So you're paying for his lure with your own money?
Wei Wuxian asks incredulously.
That doesn't make sense, Lan Chan.
Please keep it,
Lan Wenji insists, snatching his hand away when Wei Wuxian tries to put the money back into it.
I can't! It's too much!
He pins Lan Wenji with a stern look, but Wangji refuses to budge. Something in Wei Wuxian's expression shifts. He leans across the table, elbows narrowly missing his bowl of congee.
I didn't even give you a private show or anything, Leonard Gaga.
Wei Ying!
Lan Chen snaps without thinking, halfway to his feet.
What?
Wei Wuxian leans back in his seat, the persona gone as quickly as it had appeared.
What are you acting embarrassed about?
It took him off guard. They'd been discussing the events in vague allusions, which had afforded him a false sense of security.
It's shameless,
he gets out.
What's shameless?
Wei Wuxian cocks an eyebrow at him.
Come on, Lan Chan. We all know why you were there. To pretend you've never done something like that before.
I haven't,
Lan Wenji says, which is true.
And I wasn't... I was told to watch.
Which one?
Wei Wuxian asks, the edges of a smile twitching at his lips.
Watch me?
No.
Oh my god, were you on mom duty? Was all my performance wasted on you?
He's moving too quickly. Lan Wenji scrambles to find solid ground. With enormous effort, he shoves the bills yet again towards Wei Wuxian instead of blurting out the obvious and terrible response. He was wasted.
Lan Wenji, Lan Wenji.
Wei Wuxian sighs.
You're not being very clear.
Is this an apology from the Gusu Lan sect, or is this how highly you rate my dancing?
Lan Wenji's ears are burning.
I have to go.
He manages, sounding only very slightly strangled.
Go? No, 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 don't go! Leonard Gaga, wait! Stay with me while I eat! I'll be lonely!
Wei Wuxian lunges out and throws his arms around Lan Wenji's waist as he tries to stumble away.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I won't tease you anymore. I'm sorry!
Don't grab me!
Wei Wuxian is half falling out of his seat at this point, kept upright only by his arms tentacled directly above Lan Wenji's hips. Lan Wenji doesn't know what to do. Are people staring? He can feel the panic rising in him. Wei Wuxian looks up at him, chin pressed against his stomach.
Please sit back down. I'll be good.
Lan Wenji wants his mouth somewhere else when he says that. He recoils from the thought like it burns.
Let go,
he says.
You'll stay? I'll take the money if you stay.
What is he supposed to do? Lan Wenji goes to sit back down. Wei Wuxian, after nearly face-planting into the ground, dusts himself off and pulls a bottle of chili oil out of his sleeve as if he hasn't just done the most embarrassing thing in his life. He pours a horrifying amount into his congee. Then, after a taste, makes a small face and adds another healthy splash.
Lanwenji doesn't know if he ought to be impressed or concerned.
Share the money with your co-workers if you feel it's too much.
Lanwenji says, eyeing the dish warily.
It's yours now.
Fine, fine, Leonard Gaga, you win. I was just trying to save you some face, but you've beaten me.
Wei Wuxian has the thickest face of anyone Lanwenji's ever met. How he expects to save anyone else some face is beyond Wangji's understanding. He sips at the cup of oolong he didn't want for lack of anything better to do. So Lanchan, what do you do for fun when you're not frequenting Club Yiling? Wei Wuxian asks cheerfully as he slurps his devil's congee.
I don't frequent that place.
Well, what do you do for fun then?
For fun? Lanwenji tries and fails to think of a single hobby he has that isn't related to his studies.
Calligraphy,
he settles on finally. That's almost passable, isn't it? He enjoys it. Sort of.
Calligraphy! Such a refined hobby!
Wei Wuxian says, as expected of the esteemed Han Wenjun.
And what about young Master Wei?
Lanwenji asks. Wei Wuxian gives a little puff of laughter.
You know what my hobbies are, Lantan.
I know where you work.
Lanwenji corrects, determined not to get distracted. My work can be my hobby too, Wei Wuxian points out. Some people do enjoy their work, you know.
Do you?
Lanwenji asks. It slips out before he can stop himself. His fingers tighten around the teacup. Wei Wuxian glances up at him through long lashes.
What did it look like, Lanchan?
He asks slyly.
You said you would stop teasing me,
Lanwenji says.
I will leave.
Who says I'm teasing? It's an honest question. Lanwenji stares at him silently until he relents.
Okay. You don't have to say it. I know what I look like.
Does your Master Wei have any other activities he enjoys?
Lanwenji asks, trying to divert to safer waters. Wei Wuxian laughs and shrugs.
Drinking,
he says flippantly. Did you know Gusu has the best liquor in the region? What a shame your sect members couldn't taste it until recent history. Lanwenji's mouth twitches unhappily.
It's just so expensive.
Wei Wuxian continues blithely.
It's really too bad.
Have you had it?
I don't drink,
Lanwenji says, voice collared with a hint of bitter disapproval.
Oh, at all? I thought yesterday was just because you didn't feel like it.
I keep to the sect rules,
Lanwenji says, even though he's technically breaking one right now by speaking with Wei Wuxian over a meal.
All of them?
Wei Wuxian demands, eyes growing wide.
My God, are you even alive?
Lanwenji is used to this sort of reaction when he brings up the Gusulan rules, has long since managed to rise above it. So the sting of it coming from Wei Wuxian's mouth catches him by surprise.
I am perfectly fine,
he says coldly.
Oh, Lanchan, don't be mad!
Wei Wuxian puts down his spoon.
I didn't mean to disrespect. I'm actually really impressed.
His smile is earnest and hacks its way through Lanwenji's defenses like an axe.
I've never been able to keep any set of rules in my life, let alone one so complicated. It's very admirable of you, Han Wenjun.
It's not admirable. It's expected,
Lanwenji counters, because somehow, the praise is even harder to deal with than derision.
I'm the second heir.
Is accepting compliments against the Gusulan rules? Wei Wuxian asks. Lanwenji opens his mouth.
Never mind, don't answer that.
Wei Wuxian adds hastily.
Lanwenji
takes another sip of his now lukewarm and frankly subpar oolong. Wei Wuxian watches him while he eats, heedless of the food he's putting in his mouth.
What?
Lanwenji asks after a few moments. He's not used to being watched so obviously and intensely.
Are you really going to finish that tea?
Wei Wuxian demands, the question bursting out of him like he was waiting for the slightest provocation.
What?
Lanwenji repeats, nonplussed.
It's oolong,
Wei Wuxian says pointedly.
Yes, Naoji agrees.
You say you wanted white.
I did.
Naoji says with exasperated realization.
You brought oolong on purpose.
I wanted to see if you would say anything. But I didn't want you to drink the whole pot out of politeness if you didn't want it. My God, Lantern, the oolong here is the worst.
Naoji notices. Too late. The Wei Wuxian hasn't touched the cup he poured him. Which maybe should have been the giveaway. Wei Wuxian grabs the tray from him, piling their used cups onto it haphazardly.
Here, I'll get some actual white tea.
No need.
Naoji tries to stop him. But Wei Wuxian, a force of nature, barrels through his refusal without batting an eye.
I won't be long. Don't get lonely.
He runs off, skipping around a cluster of students with an overconfident zeal that gives Lan Wenji another mild heart attack.
Wei Wuxian.
Lan Wenji takes a deep breath, and then another. And in a moment of weakness, he thinks, Wei Yu. And even allows himself the indulgence of a tiny thrill at the name. End of chapter 2.